Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt, and good morning on this Thursday morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
That's right. Good morning, everyone. I hope that you're having a wonderful Thursday, and it's another lovely day.
Yes, it is. Lovely day in the American Redoubt. It smells like freedom around here, mostly. But...
Well, it's better than smoke, right?
Well, it's better than California wildfire, unmanaged forest smoke, or Washington State unmanaged forest smoke.
That's right.
The conditions are ripe for it, but let's hope. Hey, you know, I just saw a thing yesterday that now residents are purchasing their own fire trucks off of Craigslist.
Oh, I don't blame them.
Yeah. I mean, going out of state to get their own. I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of people that have farms and everything, they've got their own little water system already set up and kind
well,
of waiting.
Well, we do. I mean, we have a little 300-gallon little square tank in the cage.
Yeah. It's not a fire truck, but it serves the same function, you know.
Right, so. Right. And, the Honda pump and the fire hose, and we've got all that stuff, but... I know my parents, they've got that type of setup. My dad's got an old Chevy 58 Chevy
setup.
Flatbed with the tank on it. And it's like a little miniature fire truck. Well, not miniature. It's, it's a decent sized fire truck.
Right.
And, that just goes toward the whole self-reliance thing.
Yeah.
And I'm all for that. I think that's cool. And but on the other hand, I would not be surprised if California passed some type of ban on private using a privately owned fire truck to fight a fire. You watch. They're gonna pass some type of law. They're gonna be fining people, right? Because you're not a trained professional. You don't know what you're doing. Or they're gonna make them. If you're gonna do that, you have to go through some course that's gonna cost you $1,200. At the local.
Well, that was what they were doing in Stevens County when they had that huge rash of fires in 2015. They were actually telling people that if they tried to put out the fire, they'd be arrested.
Yes, exactly. That would be an interesting expose cover that because there's
kidding.
A lot of stuff that came from that. After we get, a couple of militias and 3% groups to perform, to provide security for us afterward.
Right.
Because...
Well,
some heads would be on the chopping block.
Yeah, because it's kind of beneficial when you work for a representative and people share things with you that are heads of fire departments and stuff. And so, we learned quite a bit when I was working for him, and some people told me some very interesting stuff. So
illegal stuff.
Yep. So.
Mm.
Well, anyway, we kind of got off on
we did
on that tangent,
a little tangent, but that's okay. It's timely. It's a issue that's in the headlines.
Right.
We are strong promoters of being self-reliant, and we are in what they call fire season. The conditions are ripe for it.
I just refuse to call it that. It seems like a leftist term to me. They, they're
sustainable or social distancing or one of these other terms.
I would just as soon just always use summer, and that's the time to be at the lake, and stuff like that. I refuse to just use their terminology, but
we could use the terminology of mismanaged forests.
I think
that are like tinder boxes
that's
in the middle
right.
of summer.
Yes, yeah. sir.
So okay, well, let's get into the word of the day, which I know you have prepared for
us.
So we've got several things we're going to be covering today.
That's right. Okay, so, and we've got good stuff, too.
Yeah, we'll pick up where we left off yesterday on some of that.
We've always got good stuff.
I know. That's good. Well, we
and
think
so
it's
much
good
of it.
Stuff. Do you guys think this is good stuff, the stuff we cover?
Well, we hope so, right?
We hope so. I mean, I think so. We've gotten really, really positive feedback just continuously. And so that's encouraging, kind of lets you know you're on the right track. But, of course, most people, if they don't like what you have to say, they're just...
Going to change the station.
Anymore.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what that dial's for.
Yep. That's right. They have the option. So, but we hope not, right? So, okay. So for the word of the day for Thursday, we have Psalm 23, verses 4 and 5, which read, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over."
That, of course, you know, that's a classic. It is Psalm, actually. It is chapter 23.
Oh, do they consider that a chapter?
Yeah.
Oh.
Psalm 23 is chapter 23, verse 4 through 5. Yeah.
Well, gosh, you learn something new every day.
I consider it a chapter, and that's what I call it. But I'm just doing the copycat thing because that's what other people do. So
I thought like poems, you know, might have their own numbers. And so, you know, I was just always thinking, you know, that Psalms are like songs. And
it's the 23rd Psalm, right? I mean, that's what it's called, the 23rd Psalm. Right. But when, you know, in the breakdown, the biblical, the canonical, you know, breakdown of the Bible, it is chapters and verses. So, yeah, that would technically it is the 23rd Psalm, which is a classic.
The modern version of that is that's its Bible address.
Exactly. That's the biblical IP address.
According to JJS, that is, that's what we're going to call it.
That's right. Now, this is a really good one because right now we are living in, you know, dark times, and people are fearful. I do see this. You know, I see this a lot. And there's a lot of uncertainty. It's a great opportunity for us to trust in the Lord, to lean on the Lord. Even though we go into the valley of the shadow of death, well, you know, I just saw this a couple of things that have unfolded in the last week where that one young man from Patriot Prayer was gunned down. I saw a breakdown of some smuggled out cell phone video.
Yes.
Where they set him up as an assassination.
Yes.
This was pre-planned. They had teams that were designed to do.
We both watched that, and that I was astonished.
Yeah,
at how big of a setup that was.
Yeah, that was. They weren't necessarily targeting that individual. This mission was very well planned. And then now let's go find a target. You know, and there was a target of a target which presented itself, but they had coordinated and choreographed how they were going to do it once they found somebody that would be a suitable target.
Right. They even laid out the whole spot ahead of time that they called the kill box.
Right.
And so whenever somebody came into that little spot, it was a go.
Right. Exactly. And they had a car come up to, the people bailed out with flashlights to scour the ground to pick up the spent brass.
Yes. After they shot him, that guy shot him, there was
the shooting team split.
Yep. And there was a follow-up car that came up right behind with flashlight. And like you're saying, cleaned up any bullet cases, anything.
Right.
Right. Cleaned up
all
the
stuff. And then they had a command and control car where they bailed out. So that they could, as soon as the police arrived, they were there to feed the false narrative.
Yep.
But these guys were harassing some poor minorities.
And they had a fake medic.
Right.
That
was
there acting like he cared.
Exactly. Oh, what's wrong? Let me help. Right.
Yeah.
And of course, the people bailing out of the cars are ready when the police get there to say, "I saw everything." And these guys were harassing these minors. And it was just.
Well, and the guy that was filming it,
he starts coughing. He starts, I think I got tear gas.
And
he starts going into this coughing fit, but he's talking just fine for the, you know, 5 minutes leading up to it.
Yeah. And he,
no tear gas around whatsoever.
There was nobody had any tear gas. No mace. He said it's mace. He got, I got mace in my eyes.
Right.
And he didn't walk past anybody. There was nobody around him.
Exactly.
And
as soon as the shooting was over with, the shooting team bails. The two cars pull up. The people jump out. They start cleaning up the area. And all of a sudden he starts, I think I got some tear gas. You know, and unbelievable. And, of course, on the other side of that, Kyle Rittenhouse, the young patriot, the lawyer is going to be getting him out of there. He says, "Thank you all for your support."
Yep.
So we wouldn't want to pass that along. This is a young hero, really.
Right. And
who did everything just right.
We watched that video again. And definitely.
Different angles.
Totally self-defense. But the guy that got shot in the arm, what we were watching was, you can see in the video from a different angle that he actually, the guy that got his arm shot, was holding a Glock pistol in his hand. Yeah. And so, and
Kyle was about ready to
Kyle executed. Was just about ready to be killed by this guy that had the arm wound. And so, Kyle shot him instead. And so, Oh my gosh.
So he'll be out soon. He's passing along his thanks to everybody for the support. And this young man's life has been, changed forever.
Yep.
And, some people were really remarking about, this is a setup. This is a an assassination. They're in Portland, Oregon. This is planned. And I'm thinking, this is where the masses have not realized we're at war yet.
Right.
And on both sides, the left and the right, and the militias and BLM and Antifa are each saying, we are at war, or we are, the revolution has begun, whichever side they happen to be on.
Right.
And, it's just going to be a slow awakening for people to realize that. And it takes me back to Pastor, what's his name? And wearing the orange shirt, looks like an orange jumpsuit, like a inmate type of jumpsuit. He did the prophecy.
I can't remember his name.
I will pull that back. It's Brett or Brent. Something. I don't want to mess it up. So we've referenced his prophecies several times, which have come true. And he said September is a very distinct month with this vision of this finger tapping hard on the month of September on the calendar.
Yep.
And then he was shown visions of blood in the streets with open gun battles taking place. Yeah. And so now with Kyle Rittenhouse, the response from the left is eye for eye, tooth for tooth. We're gonna start hunting you guys down now. You killed one of ours, now we're gonna start killing you. But so this is where things are going to start escalating. And of course, we don't need a pastor's prophecy just to understand. If you just understand warfare, you understand where things are escalating and where we're going.
Right.
But when you add from a Christian's perspective, a pastor whose prophecies have come true, have unfolded exactly how he described them this whole year. Just this year, he was given these visions.
Yep.
Never before in his life had he been given these types of visions. Or now we're, what he's described is unfolding.
Yeah.
And so September is going to be a sharp escalation. If everything goes the way it seems like the Holy Spirit has revealed, there will be increased violence in terms of low intensity conflict, but you'll have gun battles now. Right. Things are going to go to the next level. So that's why I started doing Civil War II updates. I want to do that, on a weekly basis.
Right. And, we were talking the other day about how these people are getting paid by Soros, and these people are carrying out somebody else's agenda, a foreigner's agenda.
Yes.
In our streets.
Yeah.
In our nation. And so it's more or less that Soros is paying his army. I mean, we pay our military, and Soros is,
sure,
is paying all of these people. And I think that if they were going to start tracking and finding out who was receiving payment,
yes,
that they could be prosecuted for treason, and they should be prosecuted.
That's something the Department of Justice is looking at right now. They are looking at the financial and even to include seizing this under, this foreign combatants.
Right.
Under the domestic terrorism or terrorism laws.
Yep.
And insurrection, which the current administration is holding off on. They're not quite ready to go there yet.
Yeah.
So our advice is to avoid these built-up areas. There should be very few people that feel led to be going into these hostile combat zones, for the safety of your family, and, be ready to protect your communities. And, definitely we're strong advocates of self-defense and the Second Amendment.
Definitely.
And so use those, become proficient in those, step up your training in those implements, so that you can deter, hopefully, our first first hope and prayer is that it is just simply as a deterrent that won't even be used. But if you do need it, there's really no substitute.
Oh, exactly. Well, I mean, it's just like Kyle Rittenhouse. He would not have made it out of there alive.
Right.
I mean, there are multiple times that they were ready to kill him. They were just about ready to kill him had he not, you know, taken that step and
pulled the trigger. They certainly tried to. Yeah. So that was the first. That was the first volley. That was the first battle, really.
Yep.
Where that was the opening salvo right there.
Yep. It's sad. It's maddening and it's saddening all at the same time.
Yeah, because it's unnecessary. Because the adults were nowhere to be found when perpetrators. When imposters came in and made rulings to separate our children from God
in
our schools.
That's right.
To legalize the murdering of unborn children.
To allow communist professors to take over all of our universities.
That's right. Who openly boast of undoing the teachings of their Christian parents.
Right.
And they brag about it.
And the other thing, too, is this media. This communist promoting...
They're complicit.
They are complicit. They're pushing this more than anybody else. That's why it's even ramped up as much as it is right
now.
Yes,
it is.
It's because of the media who keeps pushing and pushing and supporting all
of
this behavior.
I have an audio compilation of leaders, Democrat leaders, who are calling for violence. We're talking congressmen, senators who are saying we need to take to the streets. And who said that demonstrations have to be peaceful? And you need to track these people down where you find them. And you need to form a crowd, a mob, and you know, and get in their face. And really, that creates a hostile.
Yes, it does. Like takeover
violent
scenario.
Environments. Yeah.
It gives them the okay to feel like they can go ahead and start this violent takeover.
Right.
And that is treasonous. Right there.
It is treason. It's treason for the governor, Kate Brown, to allow this to go on to communist revolutionaries, the Portland mayor, who's moving away because these communist revolutionaries are harassing him at his home. But he strikes a deal with the communist Chinese, but refuses United States federal help when dealing with this, with the riots, this revolution.
Yep.
And part of the problem, this is all of this is treason, including the media. The media, you do not have a constitutional, you do not have a constitutional right to overthrow the Constitution.
Exactly.
So to do anything that's destructive to the Constitution under the guise of protected free speech or freedom of expression or freedom of religion or freedom of any other freedom, no freedom gives you the right to displace and overthrow the Constitution.
That's right.
The Constitution is not a suicide note.
Or you can't assume that your right can trump another person's right. That doesn't happen. That was one of the constitutional amendments as well.
Exactly. But see, that's the red-green axis. The Muslim communist strategy is to use our own rights and our own system of governance in on itself, right?
Well, yeah,
this
they
is
like,
what
they like
Saul
to
Alinsky
twist it.
Said: make them play by their own rule book, so they can espouse communism and say, "Oh, hey, I have free speech."
Right. Well, they can twist it in a way that you know that's not correct, and you know they know it's wrong. But they'll try to spin it that way anyway and see how many people they can get to fall for it. So, you know, but if you know what your law is, you're going to be able to thwart that. So it's important to be educated.
Yeah. Any journalist that you see that's supporting the insurrection or insurgency, the overthrow to persuade people to support this anti-American overthrow, you keep notes, write down names, and identify who they are.
I agree.
Because these people must be held accountable.
Yeah, I think we should start pressing charges. Anybody that we hear supporting this garbage, they should be charged. It's illegal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, hey, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. It's pretty heady stuff that we're talking about here. It's timely. It's in our news cycle right now.
Yep.
And as Christians, we want to try to have a proper worldview of this stuff, not to be doormats and not to be instigators, to try to be peacemakers.
Right.
If at all else, if nothing else, to try to be peacemakers. And as Paul said, so long as you are able to, strive for peace.
Yep.
So, all right, we'll be back in just a minute. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Stay right there.
Samuel Adams said, "If you love wealth more than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, depart from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hand that feeds you. May your chains rest lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you are our countrymen." These bold words were a scathing rebuke against his fellow countrymen, who preferred to let tyranny prevail for a few handouts from the crown. I echo Mr. Adams' timeless sentiments. Sadly, today, we are once again surrounded by fellow countrymen who have lost their will to continue in the contest of freedom and have determined to become slaves for the tranquil lives they hold more dear than the liberty they've squandered. And as an American, I struggle to call them my countrymen. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt. Hopefully you guys are having a good, safe, blessed commute this morning. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning.
Yep, good morning, everyone. Again, we hope that you're enjoying the information so far, and boy, we've got more.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. There are some things that have happened. Please, okay. We love President Trump, and we think he is probably one of the best presidents ever in American history.
That's right.
Who has the boldness and the courage. I mean, for this season,
intelligence.
President Trump would not have been, I don't think, the right guy in, the 80s, maybe.
Right.
I just think, it's almost like Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
The world needed that man in that position at that time in history, but only for that time, right there, that sliver of time was what he was made for.
Yep.
Right? From the beginning of the creation of the universe, that man was destined to arrive at that moment, at that time, in that place. And I believe that's the case with President Trump.
I agree.
Having said that, there is only one king, and that is Jesus.
Yep.
And no man is infallible. God can use any man. He used Nebuchadnezzar. He used Cyrus,
yeah.
King Cyrus. He's used not very good men at all to carry out his plan and his agendas and his will. President Trump administration yesterday, it came out that they're saying now by November 1st, a vaccine will be ready by November 1st. The race is on. This is like
to be mass distributed.
Yep. And this is, and we also heard Trump say that he's going to use the military to distribute it. Months ago, he said that.
They didn't say if they would make it mandatory or voluntary.
Right. Right. So this raises huge red flags. All kinds of alarms are going off inside of my head when they are rushing. When all of these virologists are saying it takes 3 to 5 years to come up with the antibodies in the vaccine adequate for a disease.
Right.
And they're rushing this. This is dangerous to promise that you're going to have something done. You're going to tell science what, you need to do. Well, we've also covered, you're setting deadlines for science for you to meet for political objectives.
Right.
This is dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be the same thing that Bill Gates and the World Health Organization, and those guys are working on yet.
Right. Now, see, that's the part I'm waiting to find out about, because if this actually could be a brilliant strategy, if they've got a different vaccine that is not the one that Bill Gates has that changes your DNA permanently right. and does all these horrible things to you and
with,
includes...
With the luciferin.
Yeah, and has luciferin. That has that horrible thing that is, you know, the...
The dissolvable needles with the light emitting...
The quantum dots that's yep. embedded in your skin. If it's that's not... If you just get a normal vaccine... That, you know, and
it's not mandatory.
And it's not mandatory. It's just voluntary.
So
that would be a smart move.
This is where President Trump, once again, we've seen him multiple times do stuff that makes the Patriots gasp.
Right.
Going, what is he doing? I don't like the sound of this. Right. And he pulls the carpet out, right?
Yeah, and then it's all good.
And then the leftists are all like, grr, he did it. He got us again, this rascally president and his dog and all meddling kids. And so... in this article that I read, they brought on this new doctor, Tate or Timmons or Tip. It's got a T in it. I can't remember. I don't have it right in front of me. There's a new guy. I guess Fauci's on his way out. New guy's coming in. And one of the things, one quote by a doctor in there, it could have been that new doctor, basically saying, if the antibodies for the regular COVID will stop COVID. It will stop COVID-19.
Right.
So, bing, 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 bing. There we go.
Yeah.
So this could be the major cutoff move.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
To say, hey, we have a vaccine now. We've discovered, and the science has proven, the COVID stuff that we have every year for, the regular flu, which is COVID, right?
Right.
So, COVID is common.
It's Corona.
Corona, right. There you go.
Right.
So if we can get this, if Corona vaccine will prevent
COVID-19.
It'll work on COVID-19.
Yeah.
So Bill Gates, we don't need your witch doctor medicine.
Exactly.
Go away.
That would be beautiful, wouldn't it?
What a beautiful way to thwart their diabolical plan. But that technology's coming. They're going to, what's going to happen is, it didn't work, because we know vaccines don't work.
Right.
Right, like they say they do.
Right.
And so in the future, it's going to be, it'll be Trump's vaccine. Trump's failed vaccine. So now we do need the Lucifer drug.
Well, let's just pray that this is the case, that that would be a brilliant strategic move that he's got planned.
Agreed. We'll have to watch and wait. Trust in the Lord. In the meantime, you guys have a blessed, safe day out there. And once again, we're out of time. This is The Morning Commute. This is John Jacob Schmidt. God bless you all.
That's right. You all have a beautiful Thursday.